Hi, this is James Kennison. Just real quick, I wanted to warn everyone that nothing inappropriate happens during this episode. Sorry.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is That Story Show, where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinkleber. James, did you know the person who invented the Ferris wheel and the person who invented the merry-go-round never met in person?
No.
Yeah, they traveled in different circles. Never met.
Awesome! That makes sense.
Yeah, makes good sense.
Is there a way? If you mounted the merry-go-round halfway up the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
They could at least give each other a crisp high five as they passed.
It could happen.
Eventually.
It could happen.
Yeah. It depends on the speed of each ride and the stilts. The stilts have to be solid. There has to be good construction. We can't just do this, John. We have to think about it.
We have to.
And we've got to raise money because those girders are going to have to be steel.
Steel girders.
And I don't know how much merry-go-round cost, but I'm not talking about the one outside the Publix back in 1985.
That was the best one.
With three horses. Dinosaur horses or whatever they were. Yeah, and a quarter. And you just went around in circles and you jerked yourself back and forth with the handlebars to pretend that they were moving, you know?
Now, I guess only Gen X would probably truly appreciate that.
Right.
Quote unquote ride that was outside of Publix or Winn-Dixie or wherever you happen to live. But question is, James, did you actually ever get to ride one of those?
No, I freaking never did. I got on it and I pretended to go around.
Yep.
Who couldn't Most afford a quarter? How much was a quarter in 1985?
Probably 25 cents, but it was definitely.
I think I was 12 in 1985, so I don't think I
was 10.
Cared. By that point.
We're talking about like 1980 for you. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I sat on them no matter how old I was.
Yeah. But there was the horse.
To ride them.
Remember the horse, the running horse?
Yeah.
And it would just rock back and forth.
Just like it had a little springy on it.
I remember watching other kids do it. It seemed like it was the most amazing thing ever.
It looked like it might have been fun.
Yeah, could have been. It's just part of our life, you know. Go get in the car. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't even come in the grocery store.
That's right.
You were stuck out in the car.
Mom shopped and in Florida heat, you know. Yep. It was
98 Roll the windows degrees. Down. Yep.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there were no board shorts yet. So we had the shortest little white ribbed shorts. You know what I'm talking about?
They were running shorts.
They were either blue or red. That was the only two colors they came in, and they had that white batting around the edges there, and they were super short. We needed those for, but our socks came up to our freaking calves.
Yep, and they had the three stripes on them.
Yep. So
to our knees.
All the stuff that you've seen in, not Resident Evil, what's the show with 11 in it? Stranger Things. All that is true. I don't think I've seen a better representation of the 80s than Stranger Things.
Oh, everything about it. Everything about it.
Because not even Back to the Future was like, it was hyper 80s. It was hip 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody had a jean jacket like that except for the cool kids, you know? Nobody had a 4x4.
Oh, man, that thing.
Oh.
Was that a Toyota?
I don't know, but
I can't remember.
I always wanted a 4x4.
That truck. Oh, dude, man.
They were so huge. You know, the 4x4s are the reason why we have that third brake light on our window.
Really?
Yeah, I heard about it when I was a kid. The 4x4s were always lifted, right?
Yeah.
And they weren't able to see the brake lights as well. Huh. So people started mounting them first originally, and then it started becoming common in new versions of the cars. And it also helped the semi-truck drivers and stuff like that. But yeah, it was all because of those really cool 4x4s.
Well, see, they're good for something, right?
Yeah.
Everybody should have a 4x4.
I think so. If we're going to do this, though, John, we can't just do it halfway. We got to raise money. Oh. We got to get on Firestarter or whatever it's called.
Kickstarter. Yeah. 4x4 for... Or GoFundMe. Start a global GoFundMe so that everybody can have a 4x4.
Everybody gets me for president.
That's right. That could be our platform. I'll be the VP.
Yes.
I mean, it's an election year. We're old enough.
Free 4x4s for everyone in the world.
Write us in on the ballots because we don't have time to campaign.
No, we don't. We have no money or anything. Right? And I already need to waffle on my promise. Okay, yeah. I said free 4x4s for everyone. That could be misconstrued.
Yeah, it's true.
You get one 4x4 per person.
Yeah. It may or may not be the vehicle. It might be an actual piece of lumber.
Yes. It might just be a fence post.
You'll get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, fence post.
You'll be surprised either way. How about that?
That's right.
You'll be
government's always giving out free stuff.
The first surprise will be that we're presidents.
That's right.
Second surprise will be you got a truck or a piece of wood. I don't know.
Can I live in the White House too if we get elected?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take the West Wing, you take the East Wing. Or is that the other building?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We'll make up the rules as we go.
There we go. Yes.
We'll rename the Lincoln bedroom the Steinklobber bedroom.
Well, that one's haunted. I don't want that one.
But I'm the president. I make you sleep wherever I want.
We can kick the ghosts out. We'll be in charge.
You're sleeping with the ghosts, dude.
Okay.
It we'll get you some extra sheets for the ghosts. All right.
Right on.
We like to start with a story, not with just random crap like this one.
What is this show?
Who are these guys? What do we tell stories or not? This one's called Homeschool's Gone Bad. Hey, James and John, I haven't sent a story in for a while, so I don't know if you remember, but I'm the machete baseball kid. Yes, I remember you, baseball machete kid. You ran around with a machete on your dumb leg and was playing baseball. You know,
I remember that.
You nobody was taking care of you properly, but he says, I am now 18. So...
Oh,
he is legally allowed to wear as many machetes as he wants on his body.
And he can vote for us too now that you're 18.
That's
Congratulations,
true.
Congratulations, machete baseball.
Don't miss out on your free 2x4. I mean, 4x4. I waffled again.
Waffled again. Oh, man.
He says, I'm 18. I've moved out. I'm working two jobs. Well, dang. Four jobs for everybody when you vote for president. 4x4s and four jobs. Anyway, it's weird to think that I've been listening to your show for 4 years. Well, it's even weirder to think that we've been doing this for 18. So that's that's bad for us. That makes us feel old.
Have we really been doing this since before Asher was born?
2006, baby.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what year you came in, but
it was early.
It was early in the 130s or something like that. So...
Technically, at least 2 years have gone by, possibly.
maybe even two and a half. Maybe. Perhaps even four.
Perhaps.
I like four. Anyway, this is a camp story. I worked at a Christian summer camp And I was 15 my first year there. And me and one other guy and two girls were on a maintenance and cleanup crew. That sounds like exactly why they hire 15-year-olds.
Yeah. Except they call them interns at our Christian camp.
Oh, do they?
It's a ministry opportunity.
That's true. He didn't say he had a job at a Christian camp. He said, I worked at a Christian camp.
Right. That's right. I was ministering.
I was doing the Lord's work.
I was cleaning stuff and kids throwing up and stuff.
So it was late at night while we sat in the dining hall waiting for our leads to get back from making sure the campers were being quiet. One of the girls, Macy, was pouring out salt on the table, and we were gathered around, and we were pushing it into a small pile with a napkin.
Huh.
That's what homeschoolers do. And then we were shaking the table slightly to then disperse the salt pile and then repeating the process, adding a little more salt at every reception. Of course, you gotta outdo yourself. Man, that was fun. Yeah. Let's add a few more grains of salt. That's too much. That. Wait, what are we going to do on the next turn? If we just go all out, what if we run out of salt? We will have to find something else to play with.
Maybe perhaps pepper.
The pepper. The other girl, don't question the name. Her name is Screech. Okay. Eventually took the paper towel from Macy and started ripping it into 3-inch wide strips and rolling them into little tubes. And she made about 4 of them. Hmm. But the leads got back and we went and had ice cream in the kitchen and went to bed with no worries. But the next day, our morning team meeting, the guy in charge of us, Pistachio, asked what on earth we were doing last night. I don't mind if people make up stupid names. His name's Mr. Pistachio and he runs the
camp.
Mr.
Pistachio.
Anyway, what in the world were you guys doing last night? And we said something like, what do you mean? And he says, I want you all to imagine myself and Mr. Sir, camp director, coming into the dining hall this morning and seeing on the table that we know that you were been sitting around a small pile of white powder and 4 rolled up napkin tubes. What do you think that looks like, bud? Me being the innocent homeschooler at the time, I didn't get it at all until he started talking about his old friend from before who got saved, but he sold cocaine before that and for real. And now he put powder and how he put powdered glass in the cocaine so it would enter the bloodstream faster.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, cocaine just is naturally abrasive, though, so you don't even need the powdered glass. I learned this from a book I read. Thankfully, we were mostly just in trouble for not cleaning up the mess. But the story we had to sit through and the story of it has gone down in camp history as that one time, those one kids with the salt.
With the salt.
Yeah. Asher. Thanks, Asher. I'm glad you're not mercy. On cocaine.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what, Asher? What I would always tell people whenever they would accuse me of wrongdoing,
like
when I know
use?
I wasn't wrongdoing, I would say to the pure, all things are pure.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what homeschoolers say a lot because they don't get anything. I don't get anything. Like, there's a great story I could tell about my homeschool experience. But I can't because I use a word that is fundamentally bad. I mean, not bad, but a wrong word. But I didn't know it was bad. I didn't know it was funny. And I said this word over and over and over because it was another word for weird.
Yeah, right.
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 It starts with a Q.
And it's also like another word that used to mean happy.
Yes.
Nobody uses it now.
Right. But I was just talking about my dad and his brothers and how the youngest of the brothers is the tallest. And my father, the oldest, was the shortest in the family. And there's a photo of them all. And I was talking about how weird that was. And they're like, what? What? Said, it's weird. Somebody? Except I didn't say weird. I said,
he said his family's weird.
The Q word. And he's like, hey, come over here and tell that story again. And I thought it was a precursor to that story show. I thought I was just an amazing storyteller. Dude, they were laughing so hard. What are your dads? They're weird. So yeah, to the pure, all things are pure. I don't know if that works for cocaine salt, though. I don't know. We'll have to see.
We just were playing with salt. We didn't sniff it.
We weren't practicing. for anything.
You know what? I got a confession. So when I was back in the 80s, like, cocaine was like what everybody talked about, right?
Right, right.
So I wasn't obviously going to use any of that stuff because I knew better. But we had these little glass vials. I don't even know what they were from. Oh, I do. My mom was a nurse, and sometimes she would bring home the little, you know, not the used needles or anything like that, but little syringes and stuff that we could.
Just anything she could sell for a profit on the street. Yeah.
right. But she brought these little glass vials, which I guess would have had like medicine in them, but you could peel off the aluminum that would hold it, and it would have a little rubber stopper. So you'd have this little glass vial, which was like a little medicine bottle thing, and it was really cool. Well, I decided,
what did you do?
I decided I had these packets of Sweet and Low, and I put it in there, and I would bring it to school, and I'd pull it out. This is a little Christian school, too. I pull it out of my pocket. It's like, hey, guys, check out what I got. I got this little bottle. Guess what it is? And they'd be like, you have drugs? Like, yeah, it's, no.
It's the finest aspartame money could buy.
It's Sweet and Low. I think I got in trouble for that. I probably did. I don't remember exactly.
I would have. I'd have got busted by the cops. They would have just been doing a random pat down.
Well, they didn't have that kind of stuff in our school, but the teachers would be, Johnny, that's not appropriate. You shouldn't bring that to school. Yeah. Just here, let me take care of that for you.
We got a review.
Trash.
Brought to you by podgagement.com, which is a great place if you're a podcaster, podgagement.com. Thank you so much, James and John, for all you do. I've been going through a really hard time right now, and it's just made my life so much better, Ruby. Well, thank you, Ruby.
Thank you.
Sorry your life is going through bad times right now, but I'm glad we're here to help, man. I love hearing that, and I've heard it a lot, that people fall asleep to us, which I used to get offended about, but now I understand because I do it with other people in my ears now.
Yeah.
It's just a nice, calm, soothing, predictable type of vocal quality that just...
And every now and then there's a laugh and a chuckle.
Yeah, it even worms its way into my dreams at times. So if people trust us that much to fall asleep to us, that we're not just suddenly going to be like, you know.
This is the last episode. Now that you're awake, dear listener, we just
Patreon.com/that story show.
We care about you. But rewind a little bit so that you know what we're talking about and then go back to sleep.
Please leave us a review on iTunes, though. For real. It really helps. And when we get a really sweet one, we'll mention it on the show. Speaking of things that could possibly happen to me if I was the guy in this, it's time for news. All right. This one is called Snakes on a Plane.
What?
Yeah. TSA discovers a bag with small snakes in a passenger's pants.
Uh-oh.
Say we were talking about random pat-downs. This would be me if I tried to snuggle snakes in Miami.
Snuggle snakes?
Snuggle some snuggle snakes. Airport security officers in Miami found a slithering surprise last week, a bag of snakes hidden in a passenger's pants. I love how they could have just said pockets, but they got to make it sound weird.
Yeah. It's,
maybe it's he pants. Didn't have it in his pockets. Maybe he had them down his pants somehow, sewn into the lining. Anyway, officers in the Miami International Airport found the small bag of snakes hidden in a passenger's trousers on April 26th at a checkpoint.
Trousers.
What kind of snakes are they? Don't say it. The post included a photo of two small snakes that were found in what appeared to be a sunglasses bag.
Oh.
At least he was taking care of them.
They were little tiny snakes.
I've never owned sunglasses that came with a bag, so they must have been in, you know, nice sunglasses. But
I mean, I get some from the Fossil outlet store, and they come with a little bag.
Oh, sweet. I've never paid more than Walmart charges for a pair of sunglasses. And that's the truth.
You know, those don't want to come with sunglasses bags.
No, they all look like I should be wearing hammer pants and, you know, and have a mullet. That's the kind I have because I lose them all the time. I can't spend money on a real.
That's right.
I look like I should be skiing. You know, basically I have that reflective coating that turns green and red and yellow, you know,
like the Terminator.
What's up, brother? You know, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The TSA said the snakes were turned over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Well, good. At least they have something to do.
Yeah.
Commissions don't have enough work to do, I don't think. It's just a theory I have. TSA canceled the man's flight.
Oh.
As a result of the slithery incident. Of all the places to put snakes, I feel pants are just a really bad first choice. You know?
Yeah.
Just do. But,
that's not a good place.
It's just, at least they didn't say within his underpants.
Yeah.
But how far did he make it? You know, he goes through security, he puts his laptop up, you know, he puts his bag up, and he's like, I got these snakes where nobody's going to find them. But then he probably got in that one thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he puts your hands up and they're like, sir, we need to pull you aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to have to do a pat-down.
There's some extra stuff going around in there. Some biological entities that we need to check on.
What do you mean?
I don't know. But they did say it was a random pat-down. So how many snakes are making it through TSA on a regular basis?
Maybe they have to call it random so that people don't figure out that they can actually see through your clothes when you stand in those machines.
Well, like I said, this would have been me if I tried to smuggle snakes. I would have been caught. And what I would have done, though, in advance, I have a label maker, right? And I would have printed out a little label and affixed it to each of their little necks that said emotional support snakes.
Nice. These aren't snakes, they're worms. I'm going to go fishing.
That way, that smug look on that guy's face when he pulls them out of my sunglass bag and then he reads that little tag and he has to eat his words.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, sorry, sir.
I had no idea. Yeah. They support me. they're groin support.
That's right.
Snakes.
They're my friends.
Oh, and, I found a random comment online in Reddit that said, there's a snake in my pants. Woody. I don't think that's what Woody says exactly,
But, I think he was talking about his boot.
There you go. There you go.
There's a snake in my boot.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I would be so busted. This is why I don't do anything bad ever. Oh, all right, let's tell some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, first up, we have a voicemail from Brittany. It's called Owl Brow Piercing. Here it goes.
Hello. So I was at my dad's house, and I have an eyebrow piercing. Well, I had, I guess. And I really liked it, and now I'm really sad. So we were doing some yard work, and I had just cut down the Christmas tree using an electric saw, and that went without a hitch. It was perfect, and we got it back to the house, and we were just looking at it. And then I said, why is that tree over there hanging like an upside-down parabola? And my dad's like, oh, well, it died in the recent snowstorm. And I'm like, okay, let's cut it down. He's like, okay, yay, you get to use the saw again. And the saw actually kind of scared me, so I wasn't that excited about it. So he leads me over to where the stump is, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go over on the driveway and pull it away from the house. When I say go, start cutting into it. And the girth of the trunk was about the size of a small plate, like maybe 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
So I start cutting into it. I get about an inch in. And the tree was so loaded with, you know, all the power and all the stress put on it by it hanging like that, it immediately came up, swung at me, right at my face, and it took out my piercing. And it was terrible. And I immediately fell to the floor and, like, started dying. And bleeding everywhere. I mean, it was so bad when my dad found me. He couldn't even tell where the cut was. There was so much blood everywhere. And so, of course, he drove me to first a clinic in Everett. And they took care of me there somewhat. They just gave me a bandage, and then they sent me to the ER. And I ended up getting 16 stitches.
16! In my 16!
Good times. Yeah, I never want to go through that again. Anyways, thank you if this does make it on the show. I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I cannot wait to hear your next show. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. What, did you rip your eyebrow all the way up to your hairline? What the freak?
16 stitches? I mean, eyebrow piercings aren't that big.
Hers must have been
16 stitches.
What kind of gauge you think she had? We need more information. Oh, you can't just drop a 16 stitch count on us and not explain the gash. I mean, do you look like a warrior now? Do you have like that? You know what I'm talking about? That scar across your eye.
Rinsed down your face. Yeah. Like that,
and it's skinny
actor
on the top and the bottom, but it's thick in the middle, you know? You're missing hair? Do you, you know, how do you plump up those eyebrows? You know, do you pencil in, scribble in a little bit?
You
I don't
have to
know.
Get a hair graft to fix the missing part of your your eyebrow.
pull some leg hair and cram
it
in
even.
There.
Wow.
There's so many unanswered questions.
Like, is there a scar now? My face hurts now just thinking about that.
But why do people go to these emergency care centers? I'd never go to those.
I go if I just need to know whether or not I actually have the flu.
Or COVID or something, right.
Yeah, COVID, right.
But if you're bleeding out the head.
Yeah, just go to the hospital.
They're not going to stitch you up. They're going to say, oh, gosh, get out of here. You're blooding up the place. People are slipping in the lobby, you know.
We're just here for people with runny noses.
Yeah, we're actually a scam is what we actually are. We want you to think we're like the ER, so you'll come here. But we don't really do anything except we have these tongue depressors, and we got a lot of them.
Oh, geez.
And we were started by a millionaire who went out of business, but he still had all these tongue depressors. So
good grief.
That's what all of them do is they use tongue depressors. Yeah. So, and sometimes they package them up and sell them to Hobby Lobby. So, all right, we got another story from Brooke. It's canned cupcakes. Okay. So, oh, and she wrote this in middle school drama voice, even though she's older. So I got to do the middle school drama voice. Here we go. It's been a while. So
it has been.
Let me get ready
for
it.
Do you have to do the middle school drama bumper for this?
I don't have it.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. We don't even have one. All right. So like my name is Brooke and I live like in Georgia. So like me and my brother were like in preschool and there were these cupcakes and they were like really delicious. But anyways, that's not an important part of the important part is that they were cupcakes and like these cupcakes were like this perfect container all concealed. It was in a perfect container, all concealed, like it was after a birthday party, like, and they were still in the container, like somebody threw them away. So they're in a trash can. I'm translating here for you.
Okay.
But they're in a perfect container.
Mental gymnastics. The logic. I'm going through trying to decipher this.
Yes. So like me and my brother decided it's not fair the cupcakes would go away. So we like decided that we should like rescue these poor little cupcakes. So like those trash cans you put out like on your street. So it was really tall, right? So like my brother had my ankles and like I reached up and grabbed the cupcakes with the perfect little container. And like once we got there, we like totally ate them and they were like totally delicious. And it was just a perfect day after. And then like this preschool teacher decided to laugh at us. And I was like really mean. And I was like really sad about it. And it made me cry, Brooke. Well, I'm glad she was really mean to you because what you were doing was very bad. You're eating canned cupcakes. Did you get the title now? Because they were canned. That's what another name for fired or thrown away. So, canned cupcakes.
They were okay.
I think they deserve. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Canned cupcakes. I'm here all week, folks. I'm here all week.
Canned. He got the can, did you?
I got canned from doing that joke, is what it was.
Sorry.
No. Have you ever eaten anything out of the trash, John? As a child?
I can neither confirm nor I can, as an adult. I mean, as a child, absolutely I have. Maybe not as an adult.
Well, I think if it's in a container, like she says, okay?
Right, yeah.
Now, once it's out at the street and you don't know who put it there, that's off limits. But if your wife threw out your leftovers and they were in a doggy bag and it's been a couple of minutes and they're not warm, I think that's salvageable.
Or if somebody puts a candy bar in the trash can that maybe a couple days expired, but it's still wrapped up.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I have a worse story, and that was when I was little. I was like 5, and I never got candy, you know, never got chocolate especially.
Right.
And someone had dropped like almost an entire chocolate bar on the sidewalk. This is when I lived in north side of Jacksonville, Florida. And there it was, melty, ready to be scooped up and licked up off my fingers. But it was covered with ants.
Oh.
And I thought somewhere in the back of my head as I went ahead and scooped and licked it right off with the ants. I was like, well, there's such a thing as chocolate-covered ants, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
So I never got bit. I think they were too gummed up. And once they hit that stomach acid, I'm sure it fried them right up.
They were gone.
Yeah. So I,
you ate one off the ground.
I did everything but get on my hands and knees and lick the pavement. I mean, I scraped and scraped. I don't think there was anything left when I was done. I think I got between all the little sandy crevices, you know, because I always imagine that the sidewalks were made out of sand.
Right. And well, there's definitely sand on them.
Yeah.
So your candy bar was a little crunchy, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Oh. It was. But I gave a ride to a kid one time. He was rather overweight, as was I at the time. Mm. So, but he saw a candy bar that was open and had been in my car for like a week. And he's like, you gonna eat that? I was like, no, dude, that's had feet on it, you know? He's like, I don't care. And he and he ate the rest of the candy bar. I'm like, dude, you need to have a conversation with Jesus about your relationship with food.
I don't care.
Oh,
anyway. I'm sure it was only for the shock value that.
No, he was hungry and he was desperate. The way he put it in his mouth, the speed at which that thing disappeared. It reminds me of like my chocolate thing. I was working hard to get as many ants in my mouth as possible before I got caught. Because I knew what I was doing was not allowed. If somebody found me, they're like, what are you doing? I'm eating chocolate. James, there are ants all over that thing. They're up your wrist. What the heck?
It's okay.
I don't care. A little pain chocolate. For a little chocolate. It's I chocolate. Love it. It's 1979. There's no chocolate for kids.
That's right. They don't just hand that stuff out like they do these days.
No. So anyway, did you ever eat anything out of the trash, John? I ask you one more time, clear your conscience now.
Yes, I've eaten stuff out of the trash.
Do you have a little tale you'd like to spin? Was it recently?
I can't.
Can you at least answer that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was it freaking today?
No.
Look on your face says it was today.
I mean, there's some leftover donuts on the.
I knew it! I knew it!
They're not in the trash can yet.
Yeah.
But they probably should be.
They should be.
They've been sitting there all week. And I ate one before we started the show.
They're Krispy Kreme, all right.
Was it crispy? Krispy Kremes, there's never a Krispy Kreme. They're always soggy.
Yeah, it's true.
Even when they're 20 days old.
Oh, man.
Just all the frosting melts off them, and it's just like a plain donut. It's not that great, but so I'll still eat it.
So you're a trash eater. It's okay. It's all right. I mean, I respect you. I still respect you.
You're a chocolate ant covered on the sidewalk.
That was years ago. It wasn't today. Anyway, Brooke, thank you for sending in your story. We love stories, even weird middle school stories. So
yeah, it's from Georgia too. So hey, yeah. Kudos to you, Brooke.
But if you write it like a middle schooler, it does kind of. You don't have to write it like a middle schooler. Just write normal, and if it's middle school worthy, we will read it like a middle schooler. You don't
can
have
deem
to.
It middle school, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's at that level, we will know. You can trust us. Anyway, we have a voicemail story from Shane. It's called Baby Skunk. Here it goes.
This is Shane from Canada. My story regards my walk to work. Now, I'm fortunate enough to live only an 8-minute walk from my workplace, and I get to walk through a nice park.
Cool.
Now, most of the time, this walk is a breeze. But in the late fall, early winter, it starts to be dark by the time I have to leave for work. So I'm walking through the park in the dark. And there are no streetlights there. It's quite dark.
It was a shark.
So one morning, I was walking on the path through the park. And I noticed something bristly a few feet away from the path. I was walking quite fast and I didn't have time to realize what it was. I was thinking maybe it's some kind of plant or flower. But as I passed it, as I was just past it, I realized it was the tail of a baby skunk.
Oh!
I think I narrowly missed getting sprayed.
Yeah.
After that instant, I always made sure to wear my headlamp and to move my head side to side to make sure that there are no baby skunks around me.
What?
Thanks for the opportunity to share this story.
Okay, so.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's a good story, you know? You know, yeah. It's scary. I'm sure we could have done with a little more explanation about how scared you were or if the baby skunk was. What got this on the show for me was the fact that his response was to go out and buy a headlamp.
And move his head side to side.
And move his head side to side. Shane, I hope you're married, dude, because you never will be if you walk around in the dark in the park. With a
lark.
With the shark. With a headlamp on your head, moving side to side What are you doing, sir? Are you drunk? It's the police officers, the mounted police in Canada. Sir, are you drunk? Do you need to go to your home? No, I'm looking for skunks. Sir, why are you looking for skunks? just one baby.
Just baby skunk.
I actually want to avoid it at all costs.
I don't want to get sprayed.
I don't know.
I was picturing, you remember Ace Ventura when
I'm a Christian, I never watched it.
You've never seen Ace Ventura?
No, never have. Never have.
Really?
No.
You're not like
never seen Carrey? Never seen anything that wasn't rated G. So
okay. You're now
I can't even see Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
it's PG.
Why? Is it really?
Yeah. It was the first.
I can honestly say I never saw that movie, but
it's actually really good. I mean, I've never seen it before. Because I'm a Christian.
Got you, sucker.
Yes, I've seen Ace Ventura.
So, you know, when he's walking down, he's doing the Jim Carrey thing.
Right.
That's what I pictured Shane doing with a with a light on his head, looking side to side.
You know what? You could save time. Buy two of them and mount them at 45 degree angles on the hairline, the upper hairline where your hairline creeps up.
Right.
Just like you have two devil horns, except they're headlamps, and you could just walk normal and the lights would scan the sides of the sidewalk for you. And then have one in the middle pointing down for accidental chocolate finds.
And you would definitely ensure yourself not finding a girlfriend that way. What? Unless there's a lady with a similar quality.
Hello. Hello.
You have three headlamps on too? It must be, we were made for each other.
I'm hunting for skunks and chocolate. And the more ants, the better. They probably don't even have ants in Canada. The ants would do a trip around the chocolate. They're like, you know what? Somebody might want to eat this.
This nice Canadian ants.
Yeah, yeah. They're so prevalent, but so kind. Canadian ants don't. We have an announcement. There is a theme show coming up. It is coming up next month, which is June, I think, right?
Yep.
June. It's Pesky Parents, stories about the folks who raised us. Go to thatstoryshow.com, click on submit a story. Make sure you put a hashtag pesky in there. And we'll take and collect all your parental horror stories. We'll read them all in one show. It'd be great.
A very pesky parental show.
Yeah. So,
wonder, will parental guidance be suggested?
Tell a story on your parents and then randomly have them in the car. And they randomly hear your story about them. And it's wonderful. So anyway, do it. Just freaking do it.
I can't wait. I've
got stories out of the ear. I mean, yeah. I've got a boatload of family stories. I won't tell any of the ones where I was beaten severely by my stepfather.
That's a different show.
It's GOK. It's Gospel of Kennison. The beatings I received as a child for almost nothing, for doing nothing. GOK.com. GOKcast.com. I'm sorry. I can't afford a three-letter thing. But if I become president, and if you support me and my running mate, maybe we could get GOK.com. 4x4s for everyone. I mean, 4x4 for everyone.
4x4s, yeah. 4x4, that's right. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, triple correct.
NarthexCon 2024 is coming June 29th here in St. Louis, Missouri. It is a free event. I got an email just today. She says, I just caught up on the Gospel of Kennison where you announced the meetup, and I just registered. And she says, me and my husband want to buy the pizza for the event. You know, you remember the couple that did it last time?
Yes.
Yes.
They want to buy pizza.
They want more pizza. They want to buy more pizza. I know. I feel bad, but I'm so blessed. That's so great that we have people that are so awesome. So we are having pizza, folks. Free pizza, free drinks. Well, I even send out a little questionnaire for all the people that sign up and say, hey, what kind of sodas do you like? And I will go out and get a thing of them so that everyone has their favorite drinks.
Their favorite, while you sit there and sip, and we hopefully make you laugh.
Yes. And we let people come up and tell stories in a live microphone. And it's just a blast, guys. Seriously, if you can come, if you're anywhere near St. Louis, Missouri, and you have a beating heart, you need to come. All right.
Yep.
Let's just make that.
Make it a vacation trip there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's lots of stuff to see in St. Louis.
There is. And most of it is John's scalp. So there's a lot of it to see. Because he is a very bald man.
It is.
So mine's thinning out. I know why, too. You know how I know that it's thinning? Because I sat in the sun all day last Saturday watching my son's track and field event. One at 9:30. That's the wonderful thing about track and field is you can go to an event and one can be at 9:30 and the other one is at 12. And so you have to sit there in the sun for hours watching kids you don't even like doing things you don't care that they're doing. But I sat there in the sun. I have a vitamin D deficiency, my doctor tells me. I need to get more sun. So I got it all on Saturday.
Okay.
My face is burned. And I know I have thin hair because I put a comb through my hair and I was like, ow, I burned through my hair.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So that's not good news and not a good way to find out about bad news.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you would
At least you got a good shaped head if you ever do decide to.
Well, thank you. It's kind of square. I mean, look at this thing, dude. I do not have an oval face. I have a face of a Marine.
That's right.
Like,
your devil dog.
You know how they always cut their hair flat at the top?
Yeah.
I don't even have to do that. My hair. Tight,
I think they call it.
I have a Frankenstein dome, like the opposite of a dome. Like you could actually thump out cigarettes in the top of my head, you know, like an ashtray. So, anyway.
I got a roll on dome. So, what, you know?
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
You're like a ballpoint pen, bro.
That's right. I feel like sometimes when I look in the mirror, if it weren't for the beard, I would look like Caillou. And then I immediately hate myself.
Dude.
I start whining and everything.
poor Caillou. He had it so rough. Never has a kid needed a spanking more than Caillou.
That's right. His parents need spankings too.
How did that even get through, you know, production?
We got an
idea. Is this bald-headed kid, okay? He's absolutely bald. He kind of dresses a little bit like Charlie Brown, and he is an absolute piece of crap.
He's like a woke Charlie Brown. Can I say that? Is that wrong?
It just depends on your definition of woke, I guess.
I don't know. I don't mean it in a mean sense.
I would say a millennial. Charlie Brown.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
But that's going to offend millennials.
Ah, whatever.
Can't
I don't care about them.
Anymore.
Whatever. We're the ignored generation. We don't care.
That's right. Nobody cares about Gen X.
Hats are still available on Etsy.com/NLcast. Yeah. If they're not gone by the time the Narthex Con happens, we're gonna sell them at the Narthex Con, and so they will be gone by the end of Narthex Con.
They will. You'll probably get a discount too.
John says that, but he hasn't run it past me at all. He just says that like he.
I didn't pay for them.
Exactly, you butt.
You might be paying for them.
You freaking Caillou.
I don't like it. I don't want my mommy back.
There, Caillou, calm down. Calm down.
No, I won't do it.
Daddy's going to rip a piece of the fence off to beat you with.
You can't because you're not strong enough.
And we're on TV and everyone will know.
Yeah.
So We're Both Right is a show that my wife and I do, and it is a lot of fun, and I love recording with Jen. And if you think, I don't know if you think I'm funny, but if you do, then seeing someone put me in my place every single episode is even funnier, okay?
Yes.
If you think that somebody needs to whack me upside the head once in a while with some of the things I say, this is the show for you, okay?
Yep.
So we pick a random topic. We've talked about clothes. We've talked about jobs. And I know that sounds ridiculous and boring, but we're very highly opinionated. Both of us are firstborns. We get along and we argue a lot. And that's why it's called We're Both Right, because by God, I'm never going to admit to being wrong, and neither is she. So
we're both right.
This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. So get that Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. There are three giving levels, $3, $5, and $10 a month. And I know that's all we need is another subscription service. But if you pay annually, you get a 10% discount. And isn't that worth it to support your favorite show and get those ads off of your daggum podcast? We don't want these snakes on this daggum plane, and we don't want these ads on this daggum podcast. So special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan, and to Sarah Cleaver, who just became a $10 member. We appreciate you so much.
Sarah?
Yes. So I guess that is about the time when we hit this button right here. Do you have a story that you'd like featured on a future episode? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Talk to you later. Bye, John.
Bye, Jane.
Sorry for calling you a freaking Caillou.
I called myself a Caillou. Because I got a bald head.
Well, in Canada, they got ants, I hear. But they won't eat the chocolate because they don't want you to shed a tear. They'll walk around it and they'll go their own way. They'll pick up their own food later in the day. And the Mounties, they're looking for you because you got headlamps on. You're looking side to side, hoping a skunk's not on the way to spray you in the face. I don't know, but I better get out of this place because I can't see but side to side. I need to get one more headlight before I ride down this sidewalk. Oh, there is a chocolate bar, and the ants are pointing it out with an arrow from afar. Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got.
That's lyrical genius, my friend.
I wish I was better. You know, just a little bit more like Eminem.
I bet the ants would eat that too.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.